From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 10th. Coming up, we'll hear from a University of Illinois political science professor about what he calls the most unrepresentative elected political institution, a conversation with Chris Mooney in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' two U.S. senators are asking President Joe Biden to reconsider getting rid of an appointee from President Donald Trump's administration. Hannah Meisel reports.
President Joe Biden's Justice Department is preparing to ask for the resignations of all U.S. attorneys appointed during the Trump administration. That includes John Lausch, who has served as the top federal prosecutor in Chicago since 2017. But in a joint statement, Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, both Democrats, say Lausch should be able to continue serving until a replacement is confirmed, in order to finish up, quote, sensitive investigations. Lausch has overseen wide-ranging probes into political corruption in Illinois, including heavy hitters like Chicago Alderman Ed Burke and longtime former House Speaker Mike Madigan. Those investigations have also ensnared dozens of other politicians and the politically connected in Illinois. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois' Republican U.S. House delegation also released a statement yesterday calling for Biden to retain Lausch. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's talked with a few U.S. senators to encourage them to convict former President Trump at his second impeachment trial. Kinzinger was one of 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Trump for inciting the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. But Kinzinger says it's likely Republicans will vote to acquit and then Trump will claim victory.
There's no doubt he's going to come out and say he survived again. He's uniquely able to see something embarrassing and that's a massive failure, like being impeached twice, as something to rally a base around or to be excited about.
LaSalle County Republicans have censured Kinzinger for this impeachment vote. The Winnebago County GOP released a statement Tuesday night saying they strongly disagree with any Republican, including Kinzinger, who voted to impeach Trump. Kinzinger says he won't lose an ounce of sleep over the censures. It's calving season, the time of year when baby cows are born on farms all over the country. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, bitter cold temperatures can complicate the calving process.
When a calf is born, nature takes over. The mom cow, or the dam, licks the calf off to get it clean and eventually dry and on its feet. The calf then nurses. It gets really fat, heavy milk from its mom. And next thing you know, within an hour, the calf is up and running around, generating its own heat. Ed Garrett is a lecturer at the University of Illinois' Veterinary Teaching Hospital. He says if any of those things don't happen, you can run into problems.
It can be a problem any time of year, but it becomes a problem more quickly, and it can be more serious with a calf being born in the cold weather.
He says sub-zero temperatures like those we've been experiencing can be dangerous for young calves who are left wet and cold or without enough milk. Garrett says the safest place for them is in a shelter with a roof over their heads. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois reported 78 new cases of COVID-19 from tests conducted on Monday. That's the most in one day since November 4th. The seven-day case positivity rate is 0.47%, up from 0.26% this time last week. Yesterday, the university lifted its essential activity-only guidance, but urged students to use caution when conducting daily activities. Still to come, we'll hear from a University of Illinois political science professor who thinks the U.S. Senate is an undemocratic institution. We'll find out why coming up next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. There's a focus on the U.S. Senate as the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is underway. Sean Crawford spoke with political science professor Chris Mooney about what he calls, quote, the most unrepresentative elected political institution.
It violates the principle of one person, one vote. For example, in this case, all legislative bodies must have, their districts must be of more or less equal size. The U.S. Senate is the only legislative body in this country that is allowed to have unequal sized districts. And you've got, you know, the most extreme example is California on the one hand, and Wyoming on the other hand, with, you know, sort of less than half a million people and a lot of cows and oil derricks. They each have two senators, right? So there's two senators from California with 40 million people. There's two senators from Wyoming with sort of 450,000 people. That is an incredible difference in representation. In the state of Illinois, Cook County has around 5 million people. If you took all the people that live in Alaska, Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Delaware, and combined them, there would be fewer people than currently live in Cook County right now. But the key thing is that each one of those states has two U.S. senators. So those six states have 12 U.S. senators. 12% of the U.S. Senate is made up by six states that have a total of less population than Cook County.
So what effect does this have when it comes to actual public policy?
There's several very small states, you know, the smallest states, let's say smallest 10 states. They typically make up about 3% of the U.S. population, though they have 20% of representation in the Senate. So, you know, smaller states have characteristics that are different than larger states, right? For one thing, they tend to be more rural and less urban, right? So if you think about what are the policy interests of rural versus urban areas, well, rural areas want to build more highways. Urban areas want to have more money for mass transportation. They have different perspectives on social justice, different perspectives on criminal justice. Virtually all across the board, there are different interests among, you know, those smallest ruralish states and the country as a whole. Because the Senate is biased towards the smaller states, then public policy that goes through the Senate is also going to be biased towards the interests of those smaller states.
And this has benefited the Republican Party primarily more than it has Democrats, correct?
Yes, that is true. It's not a perfect partisan split because the Democrats do control a few of the small states, Delaware, Rhode Island, Hawaii. But by and large, the small states are firmly Republican. And an excellent place to see where this bias shows up in a partisan fashion is look at the current U.S. Senate that is right now trying the former president, right, is a 50-50 split, as we all know. It's perfectly evenly split in the Senate. So you would think that the parties would represent equal amounts of people. What is it? There's six states that have one Democratic and one Republican senator. So they're evenly matched on representation. So aside from those six, the other 44 states, half of them have two Republican senators and half of them, like Illinois, have two Democratic senators. The percentage of people living in those Democratic states is 57% versus 43% in the Republican states. So in other words, the equal representation that the Republicans have in the Senate, they get with only 43% of the vote.
Anything can change. The Constitution can be changed. But is that likely? And if not, what does it mean, do you think, going forward? Will this issue only get exacerbated?
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is an institutional arrangement. People set it up and people could change it. But the process to change a U.S. Constitution is very onerous, takes super majorities in a couple of different arenas. Which is going to give the small states that are benefited by this bias, they're going to have excessive veto power over. So I doubt this is ever going to happen. But if we don't change this, the demographic trends of the country are going to continue and to diverge the small states from the rest of the country.
Chris Mooney is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago and the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. You can read his essay on the U.S. Senate at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see some light snow today, continued cold temperatures with a high of 21 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Eric Stock, Dana Cronin, and Sean Crawford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.